All right. Well, good morning, everybody, and thank you for being here early and fresh in this Monday, second day of the annual meeting. It is my pleasure to share a little bit of the work we have been doing on health literacy and specifically training on health literacy for providers in rural oncology sites. I have no disclosures to make. We'll start with a brief definition of health literacy, just to have some common background. Health literacy is the degree to which individuals have the capacity to obtain, process, and understand basic health information and services needed to make appropriate health decisions. In the U.S., approximately 80 million Americans, or one out of three, lack the necessary health literacy skills to navigate our complex healthcare system. Health literacy is inversely associated with positive health outcomes. That is, having low health literacy increases the odds of adverse health outcomes, hospitalization, and risk of mortality. Although it is more common, low health literacy is more commonly found among older, low-income, ethnic minorities, and foreign-born populations, it's important to note that skills can decline under the stress of illness. And investing in reducing health literacy barriers is considered a critical step in order to improve the quality and reduce costs and eliminate disparities in healthcare. In the realm of cancer, health literacy is inversely associated with the use of available preventive services and is associated with health outcomes, negative health outcomes, that is. We must say, too, that cancer patients in rural areas are more likely to have low levels of health literacy. In a study that we conducted in Wisconsin, we found that about 33% of cancer patients in rural areas face health literacy barriers, difficulties navigating the systems, understanding healthcare-related information, et cetera. We also have some work in progress that, and there is some preliminary research indicating that low health literacy may contribute to poor health outcomes and quality of life among cancer patients. So health literacy, for those of us who work on cancer prevention and control, is something that we should be concerned about. The emphasis on the literature about health literacy is shifting from the focus on the individual to think about health literacy as a dimension of healthcare organizations and healthcare systems. Currently, health literacy is seen as a strategy to achieve high performance and quality objectives within healthcare organizations. In other words, we think health literacy is critical in order to be able to provide safe, timely, effective, equitable, efficient, and patient-centered services. So this is relatively current health literacy framework, where we see health literacy as the result of the interaction between the skills and the abilities that individuals have and the demands and complexities that the healthcare system poses. So the Institute of Medicine have gone on and issue documents and reports about what are the attributes of a health literate organization, which is defined as an organization that makes it easier for people to navigate, understand, and use information and services to take care of their health. So you see there 10 different domains and types of attributes that a health literate organization must have, and one of them is actually to prepare their workforce to be health literate and monitor progress to that end. So in our study, the Rural Oncology Literacy Enhancement Study, or ROLES, we had two main aims. The first one was to complete an assessment on the health literacy barriers and patient navigation needs of cancer patients in rural oncology sites. And then based on that assessment, we wanted to develop and evaluate a pilot intervention to try to address the needs identified. Our formative assessment, which I won't describe in detail today, but just want to give you a little bit of a sense of what we did, we went to six different oncology clinics located in rural areas in Wisconsin. They're part of the outreach network of the University of Wisconsin Carbon Cancer Center. And we there interviewed patients and followed with phone surveys to gain information about their perspectives and barriers that they had experienced since they had been diagnosed with cancer. We talked to staff and providers. We held 6 different focus groups and interviews with independent professionals working on those clinics. And we also shadowed some patient oncologist appointments to also observe communication patterns and opportunities for improvement. The results, which are described in detail in a paper recently published in Journal of Cancer Education, can be summarized today into these 3 areas. So the main areas that were observed as representing unmet patient needs and improvement opportunities were the need for increased care coordination across services, across providers, and sometimes across facilities. The need to assess and mitigate non-medical barriers among cancer patients in these rural settings. And the need for improving patient-provider communication. A review of the literature revealed 2 potential strategies to try to address these needs. One, which I will talk about today, provider health literacy training. The other, patient navigation services, particularly for the care coordination and non-medical barriers revealed by the formative assessment. So I will focus on patient-provider communication and health literacy training today. Our study design, we zeroed in on 2 of the clinics that had been part of our formative assessment and went on with a design in which in one of the clinics, we implemented 2 intervention components, a provider health literacy training and a patient navigation program. In the second clinic, we just implemented the provider health literacy training. And this is what I will describe in more detail today. So a little bit of background. Different agencies, experts, organizations, including American Medical Association, Institute of Medicine, have recommended that training healthcare professionals must be trained in health literacy and including effective communication. Previous research with residents, practicing physicians, other healthcare professionals has shown evidence of feasibility, has also shown an association between this training and improvement in communication skills and self-efficacy. In some cases has been tied to increased patient satisfaction and generally is being positively evaluated by participants. However, there are wide variations in training content, duration, participants, outcomes evaluated. There is little research focused on provider training in rural sites. So based on this, we went ahead and planned our training. The first thing we did was to try to engage the leadership in these clinics, and I will talk a little bit about this, then go back to the overall planning. So what we did was to take the results from the formative assessment and present those results to the leaders in these 2 clinics in order to get their attention, to increase awareness about these health literacy-related barriers and to obtain their support for the training of providers and staff in these clinics. And this was consistent with previous research showing that having leadership who is invested in this training is a predictor of success for these educational initiatives. Now, after that, we also identified regional and national health literacy experts who could help us develop and deliver the training. Working closely with them, we established the objectives, the content, and methods. Also looking at previous research and recent consensus that had taken place in order to try to identify the competencies that providers must have in order to reduce health literacy barriers. And then we designed our recruitment strategy. We used internal channels within the clinics and external to try to rally everybody in the clinics and encourage them to participate. We offer CME credit and food. We held the trainings at lunchtime and on practice days. In one of the clinics, actually, they decided to close the oncology department that day in order to, during the period that the training was being offered, in order to encourage everybody to attend and being present. The objectives of the training included increasing awareness of health literacy barriers and the impact that these barriers might have on patient satisfaction and patient reported outcomes, to improve clinician communication skills, especially promoting the use of plain language, using techniques like teach back or chunk and check, which are best practices to improve understanding and communication with patients, to promote agenda setting and patient empowerment, and promote shared decision making. Ultimately, we also intended to increase provider self-efficacy and intention to implement these techniques in our real practice. So the training was structured around 4 one-hour modules, each of them focusing on these different domains, and I will describe them a little more in detail in a moment. For evaluation, this is a pilot study. We just did a pre- and post-provider self-administer surveys, and each module was assessed independently, just trying to get at learning and changes reflecting increased self-efficacy or intentions to incorporate these best practices. So overall, 115 non-unique participants were recorded. So the same participant could have attended more than one module, and that actually was what we intended. Overall, between 23 to 37 attendance per module were noted. The participants included physicians, about 14% of them, nurses, two-thirds of the attendants were nurses, and other clinic staff. Almost 40% of them were from the oncology department. Others represented other services and departments within the clinics. In summary, we saw statistically significant changes in composite scores of these knowledge and intentions and skills on based on the surveys that we administer, and high reported satisfaction with the training. I'll show module by module. For instance, for the first module, which was Health Literacy 101, here the focus was defining health literacy, who is affected, what is the scope of this problem, how it impacts patient outcomes and the performance of healthcare organizations. In general, and also based on more specifically the cancer literature, and what are some general strategies to reduce these health literacy barriers? So on a composite scale, on a composite score that could range from 7 to 35, we saw a modest but significant increase on the overall scores from about 28.6 to 31.2 after the training. And increase was seen basically across all of the items, including the survey, modest but consistent increases reflecting better skills, better knowledge. The satisfaction overall was 4.6 on a scale from 1 to 5, so it was generally high. The second module, which we call Keeping It Simple, was focused especially on communication and methods to improve patient-provider communication. After presenting more generally a variety of those methods, the trainer focused on two of them, removing medical jargon and teach back. The first module was a little more didactic. This one was more experiential. There were activities and exercises included, and participants had an opportunity to role play and try on some of these techniques. Again, we saw a significant increase from pre-scores 24 to post-scores 29 on the composite score that we created. Increases were seen again consistently across these different items, especially in things like I can use teach back, I can use chunk and check, which participants seemed to feel more confident after the training compared to before. Satisfaction was very high with this module too, 4.6 on a scale from 1 to 5. The third module, Communicating Numbers, this was most specifically focused on discussing ways to present numerical information to cancer patients and how to promote shared decision-making and patient-centered information. Here there were also exercises and demonstrations about how to use and find decision aids to encourage participation from patients in the decision-making process. Again, improvements were noted, as in the previous modules, from pre to post. And each of the specific survey items. Finally, satisfaction was high too. Finally, the fourth module, Empowering Patients. Here, the curriculum was especially centered on how to set up a common agenda with patients and create an environment that encourages patient questions, with some time devoted to how to use printed materials as a way to reinforce some of the information shared during the medical appointment. Satisfaction was also high. So, to conclude, what we have seen so far with this pilot study is that cancer patients face numerous literacy barriers, but clinics leaders are interested and can be engaged in health literacy training. What we have seen that these kind of interventions when applied in rural oncology settings can increase provider awareness and skills and seem to be feasible. I had to finish quickly, but I will just say that obviously there are some important limitations. This is just a pilot study. It's just pre and post data, all based in self-report. It's only provider. We haven't asked patients, although we have some data that we will be looking at next. And it's, they're new instruments, they're not validated surveys. There aren't really, as of now, specific instruments to assess health literacy competencies, and there are some people working towards that end right now. Thank you, and I'll be happy to take questions at the end.